You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki.
We're with one of my favorite foodie friends, Lindley of Awfully Chocolate and Simpopo brand. So where are we going to makan today?
Denise, my recommendation is like going back in time. Ooh. Because I grew up in the area. And when I say 6 Milestone Hawker Center, I will know you are of a certain vintage. Otherwise, the name is Bukit Timah Food Center.
I see, yes.
There used to be these physical milestones, yep, put around the country. I suppose before our road signs became so wonderful lah. So to a certain generation, Bukit Timah Food Centre is 6 Milestone Hawker Centre. And I remember coming here as a kid. I remember my dad always buying Sin Chew Satay Bee Hoon. I think that it is the daughter now who's mainly running the business. Mm-hmm. But when I went recently, I still saw an elderly gentleman and lady. I'm assuming they're her parents helping her. So to someone who hasn't grown up with it, I don't know, maybe you like your satay bee hoon very spicy or whatever, but I remember it being creamy and light rather than spicy and heavy, and that suits my palate very nicely.
Oh, so you like it mild and mellow, huh?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think it's very clean tasting and yet such a weird, fascinating dish, right? Like who would have ever thought of putting cockles and satay sauce and cuttlefish with bee hoon?
Yeah, I agree. It's weird but wonderful.
I did not remember how their juha ing tai was like. So this is the cuttlefish kangkong with what I call the chichong fan red sauce.
Oh, so it's sweet and sour, kind of tangy.
You can have it with or without bee hoon. They had a generous portion of jellyfish and pickles, you know, the homemade kind of chopped up cucumber, carrot, radish on the side. Uh-huh. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was really refreshing and it was like going back in time for me.
I love all that foodie nostalgia.
All I will say is go early if you don't want to get like super jammed up and can't get parking. And I will tell you that it was packed. I went on a weekday and I could see this delicious looking crayfish clam seafood white bee hoon that two guys were tucking into. So that's on my list for the next time.
Oh, there's more.
And there was a very popular Ngoh Hiang stall with a queue and a wonton mee stall with the biggest mountain of char siu I've ever seen on a chopping board. So try the satay bee hoon, but do look out for other interesting things there too. And you tell Denise and me about how that goes.
Yes, so many yummy dishes to try, so little time. But once again, if you're looking for excellent satay bee hoon and cuttlefish kangkong, where do we go, Lynn?
Sin Chew Satay Bee Hoon, Bukit Timah Food Centre.
For more delicious details, check out Gold 905's Facebook page or download our podcast on the free Me Listen app. Lynn Lee is the owner of Awfully Chocolate and Simpopo Brand, a unique F&B concept featuring a local gourmet restaurant in Katong, a grocer of fine local specialities at Paragon, and a premium craft coffee Deli at Punan Mall. For more info, visit sinpopo.com.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki. Because good friends share good food.
Brought to you by the fluffy McDonald's Scrambled Egg Burger.